Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Divorce Poison New and Updated Edition by Dr. Richard A. Warshak is a nonfiction parenting and family psychology guide focused on a high-conflict divorce dynamic, often described as parental alienation. The book examines what happens when one parent persistently bad-mouths the other, pressures a child to take sides, or distorts the child's perceptions in ways that damage a healthy parent-child bond. Warshak argues that common well-meaning advice, such as staying passive and hoping the child will see the truth, often fails when a child is exposed to sustained loyalty conflicts and manipulative messaging. Instead, the book offers a research-informed framework for recognizing alienating patterns, understanding the motives that drive them, and responding in ways that protect children's emotional development. Alongside guidance for targeted parents, it addresses how any parent can avoid pulling children into adult disputes and how professionals can support families without reinforcing the conflict. The overall purpose is prevention and repair, preserving a child's capacity to love both parents despite divorce. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recognizing divorce poison and the patterns that fuel it. A core contribution of the book is naming and clarifying the cluster of behaviors that turn ordinary post-divorce tension into a sustained campaign that harms a child's relationship with a parent. Warshak describes how bad-mouthing can range from blunt insults to subtle insinuations, selective storytelling, and repeated negative framing that teaches a child to reinterpret everyday experiences as evidence of a parent's unworthiness. The book also highlights loyalty binds, in which children learn that affection for one parent will be punished by the other parent's withdrawal, anger, or emotional collapse. These dynamics often lead to contact resistance, where a child refuses visits, avoids calls, or expresses intense contempt that seems disproportionate to actual experiences. By treating these patterns as predictable rather than mysterious, Warshak helps readers separate a child's immediate words from the pressure shaping those words. The emphasis is not on labeling an ex-spouse as evil, but on identifying concrete interactions and incentives that steer children away from balanced relationships. This recognition step is presented as essential because responses that work for normal divorce stress may fail when a child is being recruited into adult grievances. Secondly, why doing nothing can backfire and what effective responses aim to accomplish, Warshak challenges the widely repeated idea that a targeted parent should simply stay calm, avoid confrontation, and trust that time will correct the child's distorted view. The book argues that passivity can unintentionally confirm the negative narrative because it leaves the child alone with one-sided messaging and offers no alternative explanation for the conflict. At the same time, Warshak does not recommend counterattacks or using the child as a messenger, which can escalate the loyalty conflict and make children feel responsible for adult warfare. The approach emphasized is strategic and child-centered. The parent's goal is to preserve a secure relationship while reducing the child's exposure to pressure and misinformation. This often requires counterintuitive discipline in communication, consistency in presence, and careful boundary setting. The book discusses how to respond when children repeat allegations, reject affection, or demand that a parent concede to a false narrative. Effective responses aim to keep the parent-child bond emotionally safe and predictable, while refusing to participate in the psychological splitting that requires a child to see one parent as all good and the other as all bad. Thirdly, understanding motives and the role of false accusations and revisionist stories. Another major theme is the psychological and situational forces that can drive a parent to undermine the child's relationship with the other parent. Warshak points to motives such as anger, insecurity, a desire for revenge, fear of losing the child's loyalty, and a need to control the post-divorce narrative. The book also addresses how conflicts can intensify through claims that the targeted parent is unsafe or unfit, including allegations that are exaggerated, misinterpreted, or sometimes false. Rather than treating every accusation as proof of abuse or as mere fabrication, the book encourages readers and professionals to look for patterns, corroboration, and the child's overall functioning, while keeping the child's welfare central. Warshak also discusses how a child can be influenced by revisionist history, where past events are re-narrated to fit a story of villain and victim. The value of this section is its realism about how court disputes and emotional hurt can distort perception. It helps readers understand why logic alone rarely changes a child's mind and why steady, developmentally appropriate clarity matters more than winning arguments. Fourthly, helping children and teens resist pressure and develop empathy, Divorce Poison is strongly focused on what children need psychologically when caught between parents. Warshak emphasizes that children benefit from permission to love both parents and from adults who protect them from taking on the role of judge, therapist, or ally. The book discusses how to speak with children in a way that reduces defensiveness, acknowledges feelings, and avoids interrogations that mirror a courtroom. A recurring idea is helping children step back from conflict rather than pulling them deeper into it. That includes encouraging empathy and perspective taking, not to excuse harmful behavior, but to counter the rigid, contempt-driven thinking that alienation can produce. The guidance is practical: keep adult grievances out of the child's earshot, avoid recruiting children for information, and reinforce that the child does not have to choose sides to be safe and loved. For teens, the book recognizes developmental needs for autonomy and moral reasoning, and it frames the task as supporting independent thinking without forcing a loyalty reversal. The goal is emotional resilience and a more balanced view of both parents that can last into adulthood. Lastly, working with therapists, attorneys, and the family court system. Warshak devotes attention to the real-world ecosystem that surrounds high-conflict divorce mental health professionals, lawyers, custody evaluations, and court orders. A key theme is that professional involvement can help or harm, depending on whether the professionals understand loyalty conflicts and avoid practices that intensify polarization. The book offers guidance on selecting and collaborating with therapists who can keep the child's relationships in view, rather than treating estrangement as automatically justified. It also speaks to the importance of clear documentation and careful communication, since casual messages can be weaponized in litigation without giving a one-size-fits-all legal blueprint. Warshak highlights how prolonged conflict and ambiguous parenting plans can create opportunities for gatekeeping and manipulation. The book encourages parents to seek counsel that prioritizes the child's long-term adjustment and minimizes escalation. It also underscores that court processes are stressful for children, so the aim should be stabilizing routines, supporting contact when appropriate, and ensuring that interventions do not reward a child's rejection of a parent. This topic positions the book as a bridge between psychological insight and the practical realities families face. In conclusion, Divorce Poison is best suited for parents navigating separation or divorce where children are exposed to persistent bad-mouthing, pressure to choose sides, or escalating hostility that affects contact and trust. It is also useful for step-parents, grandparents, and other caregivers trying to support children without intensifying the conflict. Therapists, mediators, and attorneys can benefit from its framing of loyalty conflicts and from the reminder that well-intentioned neutrality can sometimes leave children unprotected. Readers gain practical benefits, clearer recognition of alienating patterns, guidance on responding without retaliating, and a child-centered lens for conversations, boundaries, and decision-making. And the book stands out in the divorce advice category because it explicitly disputes the comforting but often ineffective idea that time and silence will cure a child's rejection of a parent. Instead, it argues for proactive, steady, and developmentally informed action aimed at preserving healthy attachments. While many co-parenting books assume cooperative adults, Warshak writes for the harder cases where cooperation fails and narratives harden. Its combination of psychological explanation and concrete guidance makes it a durable reference for families seeking to protect children's emotional health and maintain meaningful parent-child bonds despite conflict. If you would like to support Dr. Richard A. Warshak, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.